Good morning and welcome to our morning service. Again, we are online, but we can still join together in worshipping God. So let us just move into our service as we bring ourselves into His presence and put our concentration totally on Him. The Lord be with you, and also with you. And yes, it's still Easter. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. We're going to sing a hymn, and I do excuse myself here if the quality's not particularly good, but it's one I recorded earlier, but very appropriate for this morning. What a friend we have in Jesus. Yes, we do have a friend in Jesus, and He'll be the one who comforts us. Let's join together in our confession as we come into His presence. God our Father, we come to you in sorrow for our sins, for turning away from you and ignoring your will for our lives. Father, forgive us. Save us and help us. For behaving just as we wish, without thinking of you, Father, forgive us. Save us and help us. For letting ourselves be drawn away from you by temptations in the world about us, Father, forgive us. Save us and help us. For living as if we were ashamed to belong to your Son. Father, forgive us. Save us and help us. May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in His image to the praise and glory of His name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And our collect for today. Risen Christ, faithful shepherd of your Father's sheep, teach us to hear your voice and to follow your command, that all your people may be gathered into one flock, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Our reading for this morning is John chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they didn't understand what he was saying to them. So again Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Sheep in a pen and sheep following a shepherd may seem alien to us, but in the time this was written, it was a very central and accepted part of life in that part of the world when it was written. But is it relevant today? Using sheep today is probably not the most complimentary, but they loved their shepherd and would follow him. It was a personal relationship with their protector. They wouldn't go anywhere with anyone else. They knew him and got to know him more and more. He's the one who'd find them food. He's the one who'd lead them to safety. He's the one who'd bring them back again. Now, in these times we're living through, this message is as important as ever. The Lord Jesus, who we celebrate, is alive and is our gate to glory. This reading tells us there's no other way. Jesus, the Son of God, is our Lord, our Counselor, our Teacher, our Peace Giver. He loves us more than anyone else ever can, whoever we are. People tell us we need to be good, we need to do good works, and that is the way to heaven. Our reading tells us that the only way is Jesus. The good works come from loving him, and he brings us closer to heaven in the here and now. Jesus is truly that gate to heaven. We're in times we've never experienced. Even those who lived through the war had very different experiences. When we listen to the news, we can really get dragged down. We can get very depressed. Lockdown is tough for many. Many suffering with mental illness. People who are just very sociable. It is the unknown for all of us. But we have Jesus. He's in it with us. He'll be there as we come through it. He'll be with us when it's gone away. He'll be our solid rock and carry us through. Think of the poem Footprints. One set of footprints, it says, "Why did you leave me?" And the answer is, "I didn't leave you. That's when I carried you. I often come back to that poem, just to remind me that Jesus never leaves us, he's always with us. We open this service with the hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. We can take everything to him, the things that we've done wrong, the things that are hurting us, the joys that we have, the positives and the negatives. He's always there. He's the way through. He is the victor, the Alpha and the Omega. He's stronger than anything that confronts us. He loves us more than anyone. We're still in this season of Easter. We remember what he gave for us and the fact that he defeated death. He is still there, just as strong as ever. Death is still defeated. Paradise awaits us. And yes, he loves us more than anyone, and it's never too late to come to him. Spend time with him. Keep your eyes on the gate and have that as your destination constantly. Let's pray. Lord, we don't deserve you and we never can. All we can do is accept your invitation and accept your love. And Lord, we just thank you so much for what you do. But at this time, we bring our worries, our concerns. We bring to you those who need your support and help. Lord, we pray for our church and all the churches of Christ around us, bringing your love in whatever ways they can during this time, but more than anything, spreading your word so people can know you, can know your love, and can just rest in you. Show us how we can, as a church, bring your love to this world and help people to find you. We pray for those suffered by the ravages of the virus, which is so much of our country and the world. Across the world, people are in different stages, but there's hardly anywhere untouched. But we know that you're greater, greater than any virus. So, Lord, we pray for your help to those in our country, those overseas. And we ask for collaboration, joint effort, people working together, people turning to you. In this country, we pray for our Prime Minister, now well on the way to recovery from the virus, and the government, and all those who are working to protect us and to get us through. We ask for your blessing on our NHS, but not only the NHS, all those key workers who are out there and just doing impossible or seemingly impossible things. Lord, empower them. and at times when they get to their limits, just encourage them on. And Lord, let us be there for them. We pray for the Queen, who at this time can say a few words and can just bring joy to many. And Lord, we know she prays to you and she spreads your word. So Lord, keep her safe during this time. And also the impact of the rest of our royal family as they've taken to telephones and Zoom and all the other means of communicating at the times when they can't go round and visit people. And in many ways, helping them to seem more personal. Lord, please be with them and help them keep your people buoyed. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering, whether it be by the effects of the virus or many other illnesses that are still there, very much still there. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering in any way. And Lord, we just take a few moments to think about those we know who are in need. And Lord, we thank you for those who have lost loved ones, and we just pray for your love for them, your support. Lord, we know you more than anything want to help them. Make them open to that love that you have to give. And Lord, we pray for those who surround, those who grieve, and support them. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And let's say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And I'd like us to sing now what to me is probably the greatest Easter hymn, and so relevant to inspire us, to lift us, as we go about our normal daily lives from this service. Let's sing, Thine Be the Glory. Thank you. I hope, like me, you'll be singing that for the rest of the day. That wonderful hymn of that supreme conqueror who we worship. And as we come to the end of our service, I do apologise if the quality of the music isn't good. Our dining room and a very old organ to play it on, and some not very accurate fingers. But I hope it enabled us to worship God. And let's go away with the blessing of God in our hearts. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among us and remain with us always. Amen. And I just pray that we can soon be worshipping physically together. But in the meantime, let us just enjoy worshipping the best way we can. So, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.